Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You were listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We got a little bit of injury news earlier today in that everybody on the team practiced except one person. The person that did not practice was Xavier Worthy. He's got a shoulder thing. He's got an ankle thing. He's dealing with a couple of injuries. I suspect that he is going to play. He popped up on the injury report, I believe, on Friday or Saturday of last week. That obviously didn't affect his availability because he played in that game, actually played very well on Monday Night Football as well. He has popped up on the injury report today. Rob, this kind of feels like a rest day to me. Like, this is kind of the plan on how they're handling Xavier Worthy. He practiced on Wednesday, didn't practice today. It just kind of sounds like they're trying to take it easy with Xavier Worthy. I don't want to overreact to this, but you know my point when it comes to Worthy. He's just a smaller guy. So I just think this is something that you're just going to have to normally track. I mean, he weighed 165 at the combine. They say he added a little bit of weight. Let's say he's 170, 175 now. He's still a smaller player in a game in which people are flying around and colliding to each other. I think it's a little bit unrealistic to think that you're not going to have any injury concerns with that players, but there's certainly examples. Devontae Smith's a smaller guy. Tyler Lockett is a smaller guy. Like, we can find examples. We also can find examples on the other end. It just kind of feels like that's something that we're going to have to monitor as the season progresses. We already know about the shoulder injury from the Chargers game, but it sounds like another injury has popped up.
I again, don't want to sound like an alarmist. I don't think Andy Reid does rest days. Like, the fact that he popped up out of nowhere, I mean, maybe I'm forgetting someone in the Andy Reid era in Kansas City, but I don't remember Andy Reid being like, hey, because we think you have a chance often, we're going to, you know, give you a break in the middle of the week just to kind of take a day off. That's not historically how Andy has done it. Andy's old school. Andy's, you know, all about how things get done. So I don't think he's going to miss the game on Sunday. I don't want to sound like an alarmist, but I don't think this is just some pre-scheduled, hey, that he kind of has some bumps and bruises, so gave him a day off type of energy. That's not how Andy Reid gets down with practice, or at least not with practice reps with his time with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I would guess that he practices tomorrow. Now, I guess we have to wait to see what happens tomorrow, and that might be the case.
But if he's limited, though, I think that's a note, too. Like, if he's limited tomorrow, that's their final practice of the day, of the week. That does change things a little bit.
Yeah, especially when you were a full participant in practice on Wednesday to then go from a DMP on Thursday to then a limited participant. I mean, possibly something has changed. So let's just see. Again, I'm not here to fearmonger when it comes to Xavier Worthy. He was on the injury list last week. He ended up playing. I just think this is something that you're just going to have to monitor as the season progresses when it comes to this. You know what? I give the Lions a lot of credit for this. We can get to the hits here coming up momentarily. I give the Lions a lot of credit for this. I talk about it. There are two major jumps that you got to take as an organization. Like, two major jumps that you got to take. The Lions have taken one of those jumps. The Lions were a really bad team for basically our entire lives. If we think of the last 30 years, there are very few American sports franchises that have been as bad for as long as the Lions have. They are a bad franchise. And the Lions, in about 3 years, hired the right coach and turned things around. And now look, the Lions are one of the marquee teams in the league and legitimately have a chance to win the Super Bowl. They should be a blueprint. They should be a model. I don't care if you're a college team, an NFL team, you should look at the Lions. All you got to do is get the coach right and the quarterback right. Now, that's a really, really difficult thing to do, but if you get it right, you can turn things around real quick. Now, the Lions have gotten a lot of other things right. I mean, they drafted Jahmyr Gibbs, one of the five best running backs in the National Football League. When a lot of people thought that they could go this direction, they ended up getting Penei Sewell. They got one of the better offensive linemen in the National Football League. They hit on Aiden Hutchinson. So they've got a lot of draft picks that ended up hitting and ended up working. And in a college sense, they recruited well. They drafted well. And now look at them. They're one of the more talented, if not the most talented roster in the National Football League. What I really appreciate about the Lions is they have established a clear and defined culture. I believe that teams take on the personality of their leaders. I don't think the Chiefs panic because Andy never comes off as someone that panics. It's kind of hard to see Andy frantic. At least he doesn't show up very publicly. He seems normally very stoic, very calm in the face of adversity. If you would define the Chiefs over the last 5-7 years or so, they're very calm in adversity. We have seen the Chiefs be down in some pretty peculiar spots and always seem to figure it out and climb themselves out of it. That's kind of how Pat handles things. That's how Andy handles things. That's how the team really handles things. The Lions are fighters. The Lions are very aggressive. The Lions are kind of like that school that doesn't have a history and track record of winning, that understands that in order to win at that university, you got to do things a little bit differently than everybody else. You got to be the hyper-aggressive, we're not taking any mess from anybody kind of team. And that's the brand that the Lions have built up over the last 3 years or so. We have gone from seeing the Lions being the laughingstock. The Lions played a season in which they lost every single game. The Lions were so bad that, in my opinion, the greatest running back of all time said, I don't want to play for you guys anymore. I'd rather not play than play for you guys. And then a decade later, the exact same thing happened again with one of the most talented wide receivers that we have ever seen. Like, this has been a theme with the Detroit Lions. They have been a laughingstock. And over a very short period of time, they have become one of the examples and model franchises that you want to be. No, they have not been Kansas City. They have not been Philadelphia. They haven't won a championship. But you want to talk about being a really good, really consistent team? They've basically been the NFC version of the Baltimore Ravens over the last 3 years. Very good franchise, always in the mix, well-respected, tough, one of those kind of teams. And that's the team that's coming into Arrowhead on Sunday for Sunday Night Football.
It is weird to think, and Josh Briscoe mentioned this earlier, and it's not some, you know, profound, earth-shattering take, but the Lions me and you grew up with, they were drafting in the top five. They went 0-16. Remember, we all got our jokes off at Matt Millen because he took, what, three receivers in a row? Charles Rogers, Calvin Johnson, Roy Williams. Like, one of those was a big hit, but the other two were big misses. Like, they were a laughingstock organization. It was just... the fact that 1 year Jim Caldwell had them at 9-7 was like, oh, wow, great job by Jim Caldwell. He made them respectable. Good for him. The fact that that team hired Dan Campbell, who in his opening press conference talked about gnawing kneecaps, and they have become one of the prohibitive favorites in the NFC in just 3, 4, 5 years' time is really, really impressive. I think your Ravens analogy is perfect. I think they're kind of the modern-day blue-collar Steelers. Hey, their offense is more explosive, more dynamic, but you know what they want to do more than anything? They want to beat you up. They want to physically impose themselves on you for 60 minutes. They want to dominate both line of scrimmages. They want you to walk away and be like, man, we were in a slugfest, and they relish those moments. And credit to Dan Campbell, credit to that GM, Brad Holmes, credit to everyone in Detroit because they went from – you know, auto dub to suddenly a team where we're thinking they might represent the NFC in the Super Bowl one day. They were already one game away. Maybe if they didn't have 500 injuries last year, they would have done it last season. They are the favorite right now, or one of the favorites in the NFC to do it again. Like, credit to everyone in Detroit, because they took a laughing stock and turned them into a Super Bowl title type of team. They just haven't got over the hump yet.
I think where you have to give the Lions in terms of how they've drafted the most credit, you and I talked a lot about positional value over the summer. I think you and I, for the most part, are in line when it comes to positional value. I value running back a little bit differently than you, but most of the other positions on the field, I would say that you and I are in lockstep on what the most important ones are. Other than quarterback, which they traded for their quarterback. I mean, they had a quarterback that they drafted. They then used him to trade for another quarterback that has obviously worked out for them. Every other important position on the field, they drafted and got it right. They drafted Amon-Ra St. Brown. They hit on Amon-Ra St. Brown. They drafted Jameson Williams. They hit. They drafted Penei Sewell. They hit. They drafted Aiden Hutchinson. They drafted Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, when you sit and look at their star players and how they built up a roster that is one of the more talented in the league, it was through drafts. Now, they had an advantage. They were bad for so long that they, for the most part, picked near the top. But Cleveland has also picked near the top for most of our lives. They never had this collection of talent and gotten it right this often. Aside from basically those 2 years with the Cincinnati Bengals, they have been bad for most of our lives. They've never hit to this degree. So some of it is just you were able to stockpile talent and stockpile draft picks over a 5-6 year period. No question that helped the Lions get to where they are. But just because you have the third overall pick doesn't mean you connect on the number one overall pick or number three overall pick. And that is what the Lions have done. So I give the Lions a lot of credit for what they've done. And I also give them a lot of credit for the hiring of Dan Campbell. I don't think he was on a lot of people's radar. He was the New Orleans Saints tight end coach. He wasn't a hot shot offensive coordinator, a hot shot defensive coordinator. Those coaches, for the most part, probably weren't taking the Lions job. You were never going to get the Ben Johnson, the flashy new offensive coordinator that everybody is after. You had to do it a little bit differently. And you hired the New Orleans Saints tight end coach. And look, he is now one of the more beloved coaches in the National Football League. I don't know if there is a thing in the current NFL more popular and more well-liked than Dan Campbell. Like, you know people that don't like Patrick Mahomes for whatever reason. You feel like the referees give him the benefit of the doubt. He's on all these State Farm commercials. Like, you know people that just don't like Patrick Mahomes. And that's kind of the thing of being the face of the league. Travis Kelce, I would say the exact same thing. There are a small group of people that have 100% approval rating. Andy Reid is one of those individuals. You don't hear many people with bad things to say about Andy Reid. I would say that Dan Campbell, obviously he doesn't have the measure of success that we are talking about when it comes to Andy Reid, but I've never heard a bad Dan Campbell story. People just seem to like him. He's just one of those guys that has a great personality that people follow and that people like. That is the head coach of the Detroit Lions. Rob, you know what? Why don't we talk a little bit about Bill Belichick in the hits? Hit the button.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
KJR's hits are brought to you by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu.
You know what? I'm going to actually make you hit number one here. I don't know if you saw this or not, but there is another Game of Thrones spinoff that is coming. This is called
Seven Kingdoms, baby.
Night of the Seven Kingdoms. I know that you are a big Game of Thrones. You're also a House of the Dragon individual.
Yeah, I'm cooling on House of the Dragon.
Well, I mean, season two wasn't very good. It's going to take us 5 years to get the next one. So I don't know if anybody can be a huge House of the Dragon fan. What is your favorite television spinoff? I mean, you know what my favorite television spinoff is. We don't have to get too deep into it. I actually don't know yours. What is your favorite television spinoff?
Television spinoff. So it started with... That's a great question. You know, I don't know. I guess does...
Is yours like mine, Law & Order SVU?
I guess that's probably the answer. I was never a huge Law and Order fan.
Oh, well, that's not your answer then.
I mean, I don't dislike Law and Order. I don't dislike SVU.
You're a hater.
I don't really know. I have a favorite spinoff. I guess does the Marvel TV shows all spin off the movies count? Because that's a thing.
Better Call Saul would count.
Better then that's the answer.
A spinoff.
That's the answer. Then Better Call Saul.
I'm sure there's other
Actually,
examples.
Better Call Saul might be better than Breaking Bad. So Better Call Saul is the answer.
You guys really think that? I've heard a lot of people say that. There's no Better chance Call you think Saul. That Better Call Saul is better than Breaking
it's
Bad.
It's really close. It's eerily, eerily close. Have you seen Better Call Saul? Go watch Better Call Saul.
No, because I watched the show because of the two main characters. And now that the two main characters aren't on there, I'm less interested in the story.
First off,
I wasn't watching the show for their lawyer. I was watching the show for the drug dealers. That's who I was watching it for.
The show is much more than just the two main characters. Like, Gus was incredible.
That's why I liked it, though. I liked their interactions with all the other characters. I mean, the lawyer was cool. He wasn't cool enough for me to watch a whole show based on him.
You should watch the whole show, because it is good enough to watch a whole show based off him. You get Gus back in it. You get Mike back in it. It's all the stuff you want.
Is Walter White and Jesse in it?
No, because not Breaking Bad.
I'm not interested then. I'm not interested. The text line is saying Frasier is their favorite spinoff. Frasier, which is a spinoff of Cheers.
I mean, Cheers is out in the 80s. Like, that's...
I'm
not saying the text line's wrong.
You're yelling at me. I'm telling you what the text line said. There's this Frasier. A couple people said A Different World, which is a spinoff of The Cosby Show. There's no chance you've ever seen A Different World before. None.
Who got spun off?
You lived in a different world. That's two Americas.
Who got spun off?
It was The Cosby Show.
No, like what character got spun off to go start? Was it
their daughter went to college and she goes to Hillman College, and that's the concept of A Different World.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm here to help you, man. Sometimes I'm here to be the bridge to the other America, you know? I'm here to be your bridge to a different world. That's why I'm here. Let's play these clips for you guys very quickly. For those of you in the 5 o'clock hour that may have missed these, Chris Jones met with the media earlier today. We'll get back to the Bill Belichick thing. I promise. I know I teased and then I forgot. I got distracted by another question, so I apologize. I want to play this for you, though, before we do all of that. Chris Jones was meeting with the media earlier today, and he explained his decision to delete social media.
I actually, 2 days before the game, I posted a Drake quote. I see in the summary of 2026, and I deleted my social media before the game. I never run from constructive criticism. I've never been that guy. I always addressed it head on. Actually, you know, it's a lot you can take from criticism. It's like fuel. It's like gas for me personally. So, for me to delete my social media, I didn't delete my social media. Because of a play that I thought he was a down or was down and then run to. I deleted my social media days before. It just, you know. People wanted to address me head on social media, and they see my social media wasn't active. So they figured that I deleted it for that. But it was deleted a couple days before, you know. And I don't mind constructive criticism, you know. I don't mind it. You know, it's actually fuel for me. So for me to delete that, I've never been a guy. I've been in this league 10 years, never been a guy to run from it.
That was Chris Jones explaining what happened with his Twitter account. I don't really care what happened with Chris Jones' Twitter account. I really don't. I don't care. I don't think that athletes should even be on social media. I don't really think that it's positive for them in really any way. I understand being on there if you got brand deals. Like, if you're Patrick Mahomes, I don't think that you can delete Twitter. I think you are too influential, too powerful, and a way for you to promote and sell things is on your social media. So you have to have one for Adidas and Oakley and Essentia and all of the other things that you have. Like, I'm guessing the amount of people that have access to Patrick Mahomes' Twitter account will make you – I think it's – 15, 20 people have access to his Twitter account. I don't think he spends a lot of time on there reading it. I don't think he's going through his mentions. I don't think that you should be going through your mentions if you're Patrick Mahomes, because I'm guessing it is an absolute cesspool on Twitter. So I don't care. I really don't care. The only thing I do care about when it comes to Chris Jones is they need you on Sunday. I do not think the Chiefs can win this game without Chris Jones. And I'm not talking about like him being injured and being out. I mean mentally, physically, emotionally, I don't think they can win this game. I think the Lions are too talented offensively and can do too many things to where you need all your bullets in the gun to beat this team. I think you can argue that the Lions are the best team in the National Football League. I think they are the most complete offense in the National Football League. I think they have one of the 8 best quarterbacks in the league. I think they have one of the 3 best rushing attacks in the league. They got a great wide receiver combination. They got a very talented tight end. You are going to have to get pressure on the other team's quarterback. You do not do that without Chris Jones. You do not do that without maximum effort. You do not do that without him being a disruptor and a playmaker in the game. So I don't care about Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, WhatsApp, whatever kids are using these days. I don't care about none of that. But they need you coming up on Sunday against the Detroit Lions. Ultimately, that is all that matters. He was asked what he is seeing with the Detroit offensive line. Here's what he said.
Group works really, really well together. I think they have one of the better right tackles in the game. Jerry Goff has a lot of playmakers around him. Running backs, St. Brown, and, excuse me for getting this name wrong. You know, they got a lot of talent on that offensive side of the ball. And their running backs, some of the top-tier running backs in the league, and they have one of the fastest receiver core in the league. So it's going to be a challenge for us, especially to get after their quarterback to affect them, to put us in a position to win this game.
So you guys are probably listening to two completely different things. I mean, I know the Lions got a really good offensive line. I know they do. You miss the fact that Chris Jones doesn't know how to pronounce Amon-Ra St. Brown. And that goes with my theory that I was telling you guys about yesterday. Everybody has a name that they can't pronounce. We know what Gronk's name is.
But Baker Mayfield also did it without his number one wide receiver, Mike Evans. And you got to give credit to this rookie sensation wide receiver out of Ohio State, Emeka Egbigbu, going for over 100 yards. Emeka Ebuka. I'm getting confused.
There you
going
go.
Lights no,
you
out
get
once
confused,
again.
Gronk. You don't know how to pronounce the man's name, and that's okay. Everybody has a name that they can't pronounce. I don't know the quarterback's name on UCLA. I have no clue. I don't know how to pronounce his name. I know who he is. And if you say it correctly, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's how you say it. But if I tried to say it to you, I can't do it. Nico Emiliava, is that how you I don't know how to pronounce the man's name. I'm not even going to try. We now know that Chris Jones has the name. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
St. Brown. And, excuse me for getting this name wrong.
So, yeah. Everybody has that name. Text line 913-586-7965. What's your name? What's the name that you can't say? There's a word you can't say. There's a word that you can't spell. I have no clue how to spell convenience. I misspell it every single time. At this point, I don't even really try to spell convenience. I just try to get like really, really close. And then I let the little squiggly line take over. And then I let Steve Jobs fix it. I let Tim Cook fix it. They'll fix it for me. Like, I got to learn how to spell convenience. Come on, it's too much. I can't do it. Rob, what's your word that you can't spell?
Responsibility.
That's a good one.
It puts me in a blender every time.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Everybody's got that word that you just try to get real close.
Mm-hmm.
And then you let the spell check take over the rest of the way. I'm not here to deal with that. Like, who am I supposed to be? Akilah and the bee? I'm not here to, this isn't a spelling bee. That time's over in my life. I don't need to know how to spell anything correctly. That's what the computer's there for. It'll spell it correctly for me.
If I had to do it by hand, I'd be in big trouble. But my phone and my email, I'm good.
Were you writing notes to people? What's that? What's happening?
You know what? When we were a kid, you know what they said? You're going to be able to spell these things, so they're not going to have a spell check built in. You know what? My life has gone on with a spell check built in forever.
They definitely told us we wouldn't always have access to a calculator. Mm-hmm. I always have access to a calculator. Where am I at where I need to do math and a calculator is not readily accessible? Yeah, that's the thing. They lied to us. That's what happened. They lied to us. I want to play one more thing for you guys. This was Chris Jones. Here he is talking about the last play of the game.
That's a teaching point for me, a little adversity. I can't think the play is over. You know what I mean? It's a learning lesson, you know. Thought it was over. Thought we had him down. So I kind of stopped, was about to celebrate, and then realized that he wasn't down. And, you know, a teaching lesson for me is don't stop, you know.
That's a good lesson to learn. You know what? I'm ready to just leave that alone. Rob, you can even delete the Chris Jones audio out of the system. Don't delete the Amon-Ra St. Brown part. We will keep that. We need to keep that. Let's just build up a collection of that. But all the other stuff, I am happy to delete it. We get Men in Black, flashy thing, and we never have to see it again. I'm ready to move on from it. It doesn't matter. You can't go back in time. You can't change it. And that effort that he's talking about and that chip on his shoulder and being able to take criticism, all of that sounds great. I want to see that on Sunday. They need you against the Lions. They need you to be disruptive. You're going to have to take away something that the Lions want to do. The Lions are a lot like the Eagles, but just a much better passing team. You got to deal with Saquon Barkley. You got to deal with A.J. Brown. You got to deal with Devontae Smith. You got Dallas Goedert in the middle of the field, and it is impossible to take all of those things away. You got two running backs that can run 400 yards. You got a wide receiver that can hit you 400 yards. You got two running backs that can catch the ball out of the backfield. You got a tight end that could have 75 yards. There's a lot of different things that the Lions can do to really put pressure on this defense. And if you're not getting pressure, if you're not getting the backfield, I just don't think you have a very realistic chance of beating the Detroit Lions. So they're going to need big 9-5 to have a good game. Coming up on the other side, there's a stat I want to give you guys about Bill Belichick and how it relates to Andy Reid. We'll do that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I want to read to you guys some stats. Now, I think you might have known these stats, but I didn't know it was like this. And maybe that's my fault for not knowing, and I can live with that I maybe should have known. This is from Albert Breer, former friend of the show. We used to be real close with Albert Breer, and then he stopped calling. It was like James Palmer. He morphed into Albert Breer in our life. We moved on from you, Albert. So this is what he tweeted out. I've long felt that Bill Belichick was the greatest coach of all time, but now Andy Reid without Patrick Mahomes, 184, 123 losses, one tie, 13 playoff berths, 8 division titles, 1 Super Bowl appearance, 11 playoff wins. Bill Belichick without Tom Brady, 83 wins, 101 losses, 2 playoff berths, 0 division titles. He has never made the Super Bowl without Tom Brady. This is the analogy I'll make. I think Andy Reid was Dr. Dre. And I think Patrick Mahomes was Snoop Dogg. And when they came together, they made the Chronic. You took one of the greatest producers ever, one of the greatest rappers ever, and said, go work on an album. And look at what you gave us. You gave us nothing but a G-thang. You gave us timeless music. I think that's what you get when you get two elite, phenomenal people and you put them together and they work together. But I've seen Dr. Dre make hits with other people. I saw him make hits with Eminem and 50 Cent and Eazy-E and Ice Cube and all of these other people. That's kind of like Andy Reid. I've seen you do it with Mahomes and McNabb and Vic and all of these other people. Bill, I've only seen you do it with one person. I've never seen you do it with anybody else. You had a chance to show me you could do it with somebody else. You failed miserably. We give Bill a lot of credit for taking one team to the playoffs one time. And now maybe because it's Cleveland, but at that point, like, Cleveland wasn't that bad. You know, they're coming off the Marty Schottenheimer years, the fumble. I mean, Cleveland wasn't great, but I mean, they weren't the dregs of the league. We give Bill a lot of credit for being decent one time with the Cleveland Browns. I mean, you flamed out in New England once Tom was gone. You flamed out. They gave you a chance. You got to pick your quarterback. You then got to draft a quarterback. You kept failing in the draft. You were one of the least talented teams in the league. It was time for you to go do something different. Now, this was your chance to kind of show us. No one is expecting North Carolina to win the ACC. Can you be a 7-5 team? Can you be what KU is this year? I don't think KU is winning the Big 12, but they're a fun, entertaining team to watch. Now, maybe your argument is, well, Lance Leipold has had some time. You're Bill Belichick. You should be able to go hit that transfer portal. You should be able to equip with this new NIL money. You should have boots to the ground. You should be going around and I'm Bill. You can get anybody you want on FaceTime. Tom Brady will come here and talk to you, kids. You have all the built-in advantages in the world. You're the institution. But right now, you're looking like Les Miles. That's how it feels. You look like Charlie Weiss. That's not a good look. It makes me question a lot of things with Bill. I'm serious. It really does. It makes me question a lot of things. I also thought that Bill Belichick was the greatest coach of all time. It's gone so poorly when Tom hasn't been around. It makes me just, I don't know what to think. And especially when I saw things go so great with Tom, it's not like Tom left and also struggled. You guys like, oh, well, maybe you both needed each other. No, you didn't need. Tom has seemed to do nothing but flourish since he's gotten away from you. He won a championship. He won an MVP. He got a great job at Fox. I know he had a little personal stuff there for a while. I don't know anything else about Tom. We don't talk about Tom and Giselle and all that stuff anymore. He seems to mind his own business now. Every day I get on Instagram, every day I get on Twitter, there's a new story about Bill Belichick and some nonsense. And there are usually two things normally lead to you getting fired in college or whatever you are. Two things normally lead to it. Number one is the anonymous reports. When you start getting the anonymous parent that's now talking to Yahoo about how things are going, when you start to get those stories where it's anonymous recruits mom that calls that a toxic environment that they wouldn't send your kid there, it's usually the problem. The second one is once the local media turns on you. If you're the coach in Missouri and Gabe doesn't like you, it's a problem. That's not good. It's not good. It's not a good sign. And now that person is asking questions about what your buyout is, and now he's calling the boosters and the donors to find out how much they want to get you out of here. It's not a good sign. I used to laugh and joke about this, that Belichick looks like he was headed towards a 4-8 season and a resignation because of health reasons. I think we're talking about something serious. I think he's going to get fired at the end of the season. I think they're going to spin it like a buyout, like both sides mutually agreed. I don't think that North Carolina wants you back, not unless things turn around really, really quickly. Like, you guys start showing a little bit of life, a little bit of promise, and I also don't know if Jordan can be there anymore. I think she is at the center of a lot of these problems. And now I think that we got a little bit more information. I think we can see, I understand why an NFL team didn't want her around. Maybe you really wanted to hire Bill. Maybe you were really interested in Bill in something. Maybe you didn't want him to be your head coach, but you wanted him to be the defensive coordinator or a defensive specialist or whatever you like, whatever you wanted him to do. I don't think they wanted her around. During their bye week, he went on a vacation. He went to Nantucket. Now, you might be thinking, well, it's his vacation. That's what he's supposed to do. Not when you've been getting thumped around the way that you can't be taking vacations during the middle of the college football season. You better be working the portal. You better be calling recruits. You better be doing something. I just don't think Bill's committed to turning things around in North Carolina. I think he was frustrated he didn't get an NFL job. This was a quick lick. It was 3 years, $30 million. You got a low buyout, so if something fails, you can go back to the National Football League. Bill's not coaching next season. Bill's about to be back on television.
Are you sure he makes it to the end of the year? Like, I don't think that's a crazy thought to have. Like, is there a chance that it's week 7, week 8, week 9? I don't know their schedule. Maybe they're playing, I don't know, Pitt. And they lose another embarrassing game because they got embarrassed a couple times in Bill Belichick's era. And it's just, they get the money together and they say, go away now, because it's so bad. They do what other coaches have had happen to them already this season. Like, I don't know that North Carolina is light years better than where UCLA was at with Deshaun Foster. Like, are we sure Bill Belichick is finishing the season at North Carolina? Forget getting a year two. Are we sure he gets 12 games in Chapel Hill?
Yeah, I think, to me, at this point, Bill either quitting or being fired in the middle of the season now becomes the worst possible thing that can happen. That's a real black mark. You couldn't finish year one. I think even if you're North Carolina, you got to let him finish the season. You got to let him finish the season. Like, there's a way to play this that doesn't really embarrass Bill. You play this season out, you win three, maybe you win four games. You guys release a joint statement together that you were going to pursue media opportunities, that the job was a little bit more stressful than you thought, a little bit more work intensive. At your age, you didn't have to file. Like, there's a way to bow out of this gracefully if you're Bill. That doesn't really cost North Carolina a whole lot. Sure, you tried it for a one-year experiment. In the end, it would have cost you $11 million to find out. You're paying him $10 million this year. His buyout's $1 million. It's not that bad. It's not great, but it's not that bad. But if you fire Bill Belichick in the middle of the season, not good. So yeah, Bill, you just gotta. Now, I don't know if you can't keep your head down. There is not which is crazy to think. I never thought we would say this. There is not a football coach right now in America that is more in the news as constantly as Bill Belichick. Think about that. Every day we get a new Bill Belichick story. A buyout, his girlfriend, he's on the cover of Us Weekly. Like, when did this happen? What kind of bizarre world are we living in?
He left school to go on vacation during the bye week.
He went to Nantucket.
Well, I mean, that happens in the pros. It does. Not in college.
There ain't no reason to be doing that in college. I'm sorry, you can't. I know you want to spend time with your family, and that's super important. Like, you pick the job that you know. You can't even take a weekend with your lady. No, you better be working. You better be doing something, especially when you're getting beat like this. You're getting pummeled on a game. Let me find out that while you got Alabama on the schedule, Eli Drinkwitz was in the Virgin Islands somewhere. Yo, what's going on here? How committed are you to trying to get to the playoff? This is a problem going on. That's not where you need to be. You need to be calling somebody. Call that kid down in Nixa. That's the number one offensive lineman. And let's figure out why he's going to Oregon and not Mizzou. That's what you should have been doing during the break. Not off somewhere on the Cayman Islands. A terrible decision. Coming up on the other side, we're going to give you a Thursday night football parlay. That's coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They got a Thursday night football game coming up. Now, I'm probably going to watch a little baseball today. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but just getting myself all worked up for a NFC East matchup that's probably going to be 21-6 and watch seven tush pushes, just, you know, doesn't seem like maybe the greatest way to spend your night when you could be watching Phillies and Dodgers. We also got Cubs and Brewers tonight. We also got a little bit of college football. Did you guys know that yesterday started 29 consecutive days that there will be a football game on the TV? So ask yourself, is Eagles and Giants the best football game that you could be watching today? But you know what? That's not going to stop me from our Thursday night two-leg parlay, which is now brought to you by our friends at Circa Sports. Sports betting the way that it should be is coming soon to Missouri with Circa Sports. Rob, are you excited for sports gambling coming to Missouri?
Yes, because then I can go to a game in Missouri and not have to get my bets in before I leave the state of Kansas. You know what I'm excited for? Going down to Sprint Center watching KU, Mizzou, or the Big 12 tournament and not having to stop at state line to get my bets in. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Okay, well, you know the tickets go on sale here coming up very soon. For
you know,
that
I'm a season ticket holder. I already got mine are pocketed.
Oh. You couldn't look out for your boy? You couldn't get a four-pack?
Do you want to sit on the KU side?
Good point. I don't want to sit over
That's
there.
Where my tickets are going to be. They're going to be, when they divide that arena in half, I'm on the blue side.
I'm going to be over there. Very annoying. I'm gonna be very annoying. Let me see Anthony Richardson. Let me see him locking up this number one overall pick you're telling me about. That's what I want to see. Anthony Robertson, actually, my apologies. Let me see him locking him up. Because that's what's about to happen. Who's guarding Mark Mitchell this year? You guys still don't got anybody to guard Mark Mitchell? He's still going to hit you for 25?
Melvin Council probably going to guard Mark Mitchell.
Okay. All right. Well, they're getting cooked. I'm here telling you that
right now. That's probably my guess.
Okay. You guys got somebody to guard Trent Pierce this year?
I don't know who that is.
A good 6'11 wing?
Oh, yeah. They got Flory.
Okay. All right.
He's a millionaire. Go get him.
Good point.
Go get him.
All right. For our two-leg parlay, I am going to take Cam Scataboo. I'm going to take his over on receptions in today's game. I think the Giants are increasing his workload. I think they're going to throw it to him out of the backfield a couple of times. Give me the over on Cam Scataboo receptions for tonight.
I am taking the under of 40.5 points.
Oh, goodness.
I am not a believer in the Eagles offense. Are you a believer in the Eagles offense?
No.
They've been stuck in the mud all season. It's been rough. Like, they have a lot of explosive weapons and an O-line that's kind of beat up and a quarterback people thought was top five, and they just, it is a slog for them to score. So, and the Giants are, they're the Giants. I mean, come on now. So,
they're the Giants. No.
So I got the under of 40.5. You got Scataboo over 2.5 receptions. Parlay that together with our friends over at FanDuel, and it's plus 244. So
okay.
If you are going to watch that nightmare tonight, at least bet this.
Yeah, that's about, I thought it was at like 256. I thought it was somewhere in that range. So yeah, that actually lines up. Before we get out of here, I have to give you guys our final New Orleans prison update. So if you guys remember back in May, there was a prison escape in New Orleans. There was a prison escape. 10 prisoners out of here, gone, fled. Now, they caught some of them pretty quickly, but there was one that evaded police for quite some time. This gentleman's name was Derrick Groves. Now, I don't want to make light of the situation. Derrick Groves was convicted of some very, very serious things. So it was very imperative to get that man off the street. Well, he evaded police all of June, July, August. I mean, the whole summer. He even got to watch the opening games in the National Football League as a free man. I put free in quotations. Well, he is now back in custody. You might be asking yourself, well, what happened? We were speculating yesterday when we talked about this story. Did he have a dispute with somebody? Was he maybe out and somebody recognized him? Was this a family member that ended up calling the police and ended up taking the reward money? How did he get back into custody? Well, we have the answer. The news station down there, WSB, that's their CBS affiliate, they are reporting that he got into an argument with his girlfriend. His girlfriend, in frustration, then called the police. Turned him in. Now, I want to at least start with she did the right thing. This man was he's a convicted murderer, killed 2 people. So good. Get this man off the street. He shouldn't be walking around. Second, Derek, if there is one person right now who should be on their best behavior with their old lady, it's you. It's you. Like, bruh, you've been staying there. You don't got a job. So you can't contribute financially. When she goes off to work, you need to be inside watching TV, playing a video game, and making sure that that house is spotless and figuring out your next move. You can't stay in Atlanta forever. How am I getting to Cuba? How am I getting to a place with no extradition? But no, you in there arguing with your old lady? That had to have been building up over time. It wasn't just like one argument, wait, I'm sending you back to jail. It should have been, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Yes, I'm going to have the chicken out when you get done. You should have learned how to be a master chef. I'm telling you, I want you to come home and never have to worry about anything. I turned into Emeril Lagasse while I'm out here. I turned into Wolfgang Puck. I'm out here making legendary meals when you get off work. But nah, you ain't here arguing with her. And now look at you, bro. She turned you in. What did Chris Brown say? These young ladies are not loyal. Well, guess we saw what happened. We got a very busy show planned tomorrow to get you ready for Sunday Night Football. Keep it right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.